This is the ESPN Chattanooga High School Basketball Baseline to Baseline Show on ESPN 95.3. Stay tuned for scores and analysis on games taking place across the Tennessee Valley and interviews with local coaches. Are you ready to take it baseline to baseline? Here are your hosts, Greg Larnard and KJ Simpson.
So welcome into the Baseline High School Basketball Show here exclusively on ESPN. Chattanooga, so happy to have you on this Tuesday edition of the show. It is December 20th, 2022. We're rocking with you until 3 o'clock along with KJ Simpson pushing the buttons and making the magic happen over on the board. KJ, what it do, baby?
What it do, G? What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. Just another hour of radio here on a Tuesday, pushing towards the holiday season. What are your holiday plans this week?
Nothing. Sleep, work, play video games.
You don't have any Christmas plans this weekend?
I mean, football. I mean, we're going to meet as a family at the crib.
I was going to say, come on, you ain't going to hang out with the fam. I'm just going to hang out by myself, watch football.
I thought that was a given. Sorry. I thought that was a given.
What are you doing on Sunday? What's your Christmas plans?
I mean,
do y'all make a big deal of Christmas Eve? Is it just Christmas Day? What is it?
I mean, it's a little bit different. I mean,
Simpson household.
We're all too old nowadays to.
No way, never too old.
Not too old, but it's like, I mean, it's not like a massive deal. We're just going to meet, probably eat. Eat what exactly? I don't know, but we're going to eat. We're going to chill. We just watch football. I mean, we'll let the grandkids and my nieces and nephews open gifts, and so be more about them than obviously us. I'm satisfied, and so I'm chilling.
Nice.
I'm chilling. Had a good week, good weekend, graduation.
That's right. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, my brother.
Finally a college graduate.
Hey,
welcome,
man,
to that exclusive club.
It's an exclusive club for sure, and VIP, if you will.
That's it, yeah. As always.
So as always.
Happy to hear y'all are going to be hanging out. So I think it'll become a bigger deal if you end up moving away somewhere and having to come back and not having the family easily accessible to you right here.
Don't ever hear me not say, though, I love hanging out with my family.
Yeah.
I do love hanging out with my family. And so I know that I do believe, no, the Cowboys play Thursday. I believe.
I don't know.
I believe the Cowboys play Thursday.
They play the Eagles.
Oh, they play Sunday night.
They don't play the Eagles on Thursday.
That's even better. So that way,
Christmas Day special.
So exactly. We get to watch Cowboys play on Sunday night. I mean, what more can you ask for?
I think the Packers are playing the Dolphins on Sunday as well.
You don't want to watch that.
So, I mean, a great game last night. Staying around, staying alive.
We are chilling. We got some good guests today, though.
Yeah, we certainly do here on the Baseline to Baseline. Thanks for bringing us back at 2:20-ish, probably around 2:15 or so. LeVar Brown of Brainerd High School will join us. And then a great conversation with Reggie Tucker of Cleveland High, the head coach there.
Nice.
As well, he'll join us. Some big things happening around the local area here this week, though, KJ. Lots of holiday gifts for local basketball fans over the next 2 weeks with a pair of tournaments at Chattanooga State. That'll feature some of the top high school teams and players in the area.
Absolutely.
It'll begin with the Chattown Classic this Thursday and Friday, and will be followed by the annual Times Free Press Best of Preps Championship Tournament, which runs December 28th through the 30th. The first day of the Chattown Classic will feature boys' games beginning at 4 p.m. with Chattanooga Prep facing Howard, followed by Christian Heritage taking on Lakeview Fort Oglethorpe at 5:30. You've got Cleveland against East Hamilton at 7, which we talked about with Reggie Tucker.
Yeah.
And then Brainerd versus Central at 8:30. We'll talk to LeVar Brown.
Love it.
About that one. The second day of the event will begin at 6 p.m. with a girls game between East Hamilton and LFO, followed by a boys game between Central and Polk County.
Nice.
The Best of Preps tournament is, again, a three-day event featuring 8 boys and 8 girls teams, all from the Chattanooga area, including several perennial local powerhouses. Daily admission for each tournament is $10. It's good for all games that day. Tournament organizers have added a little extra security for the two events, both inside the gym, including metal detectors at entry gates, as well as officers patrolling the parking lot and surrounding campus. Mm. There will be a clear bag policy as well, which states one clear plastic bag no longer than 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches or a 1 gallon clear resealable plastic storage bag per person will be permitted. Fans will also be allowed to a small clutch purse, so you can bring that if you wanted to bring your clutch.
I would love to bring my clutch.
Not exceeding 4.5 inches by 6.5 inches as well. I'll bring mine as well.
Okay, cool.
All items, including clear bags and clutch purses, are subject to search at all gates. So nice. There's a little info on a couple of those tournaments coming up. Any thoughts on those two tournaments?
I do know the Best of Preps tournament is really big every single year in Chattanooga, and so that's a really good opportunity to go see a lot of different teams who are really good in the area and see all the different athletes and see how that's like a good gauge for like, oh, these teams are who's good, who's not. Obviously, it's still early, but a lot of these teams have played 15 games already. And so some teams have played 5, some teams have played 15.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens when it comes to those tournaments. Let's talk a little bit about what's been going on lately with the high school basketball. Chaz Ramsey, he's a 6'8 player from Dalton, the Dalton Catamounts. He's been hooping for his team so far. Tell us a little bit about him.
They are good. I mean, him and Kobe Cooper, the point guard on that team, they are really good. The team is actually, they're 8-0 right now, and they have mopped all the competition that they have played this year. And they look to be one of the better teams out of that Northwest Georgia area. And he is obviously leading because he's had 30 points in 2 different games. He's averaging 22 points per game, 8 rebounds a game, 1.6 steals per game, 2.6 blocks per game. I mean, he's doing everything for the team. Mm-hmm. He's getting it done.
It's like Jay Stevens out there.
Yeah, exactly. He's, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. I mean, that's like, that man's a 5-time. I think that he's just won his 5th.
It's 4th in a row, 5th overall this year already, out of 6 weeks.
They might as well name that whole award after that man this year. So,
yeah, it's wild. A couple of the games that have gone on lately. Red Bank beat Sweetwater 67-47. Good for Nick Fike's squad. Walker Valley defeated Notre Dame by a small margin, 51-48. Saudi Daisy beat Silverdale 54-49. Notre Dame turned around and beat CCS in a nice bounce back performance, 67-59. And then Heritage beat LFO 61-53. Talk to us a little bit about some of these records and where some of these teams sit.
Yeah, as we were talking, as you just talked about a little bit about Coach Fike's team, they're currently 5-6 on the year, but they've won 4 in the last 5. I mean, the only loss came to East Hamilton, and that's not a terrible loss. I mean, East Hamilton is a really good team, and Red Bank is still figuring things out, but they've bounced back from their early defeats early in the season, and they're looking good. And East Hamilton has moved on to 7-3. They just last lost to the Bradley Central Bears, who obviously is a good team, as Bradley Central is at 7-2. Signal Mountain is at 7-4. Saudi Daisy is at 8-3. This has got a loss. They got a win last Thursday against Silverdale. Obviously, we just talked about them in the 54-49. Their record's 8-3, but they've been in close games all season. And, you know, 1 or 2 or below 10 points have been deciding the games for Saudi Daisy. Central is 4-9. They've played some really good teams, as they've played CCS, they played CSAS, they played Tyner, they've played Red Bank. And those are all really good teams. And they've lost those games by, you know, some big margins. Let's just say that. And Matthew Sharp, obviously, is, you know, it takes more than just one. But he's getting it done, averaging 19.7 points on the year and 5 rebounds a game. And East Ridge is 4-5. Hickson, not looking too good yet. It was early in the season, 0-8.
Eesh.
Tyner is 6-2. And Brainerd in 3-4. And we'll talk to Coach LeVar Brown and see how their season is going so far. Polk County is 7-3. And mind you, you know, these are all Max Preps, Coach T scores, TSSA scores, and, you know,
standings, you mean?
Right. Yeah. You know, yeah, records, and trying to find through newspaper findings and putting that together piece by piece.
So basically what KJ is saying is that, like, if you are a fan or a parent, yeah, or somebody that, you know, is of one of these schools and we don't have the record exactly right, don't hold it against us. We're trying our best out here. We're,
yeah,
trying,
absolutely,
to figure out all the records and the rosters and the schedules and things like that, and some of them may not be 100% accurate. But, though, if you would like to jump in and correct us at any point and add anything to any of the conversation that we have basketball-wise, maybe you're a parent, maybe you follow one of these programs, we'd love to hear from you. 423-648-1051. Again, 423-648-1051. You can also hit us up on Twitter at ESPN Chattanooga.
Absolutely. There have been some teams in that area that are really good. You know, Cleveland, obviously, is going to be really good, as we going to talk to head coach today, Walker Valley. I mean, no, Cleveland schools are really good. I don't think there's a bad team in Cleveland this year. Obviously, I mean, there's so many kids,
yeah,
that go to those schools, but, I mean, obviously, it has not a lot to do with it. But Walker Valley, the Mustangs, they're good. Cash Coates and the Hobart Braves, and what a name.
Oof.
Combined for 37 points to beat Notre Dame last week, and they'll play 3-4 Maryville today. And Ottawa, they're 0-8, but they have played one of the tougher schedules, I think, honestly. I mean, they've played CCS, Macaulay, East Ham, Bradley Central, and Walker Valley.
All right, coming up next, we will dive into Brainerd basketball with LeVar Brown. He'll join us next year on the Baseline to Baseline Show. That's KJ. I'm Greg Larnard. We'll be right back with you right after this here on ESPN 95.3.
You're listening to the ESPN Chattanooga High School Basketball Baseline to Baseline Show on ESPN 95.3. Let's get back to the high school hardwood with Greg Larnard and KJ Simpson.
Back to the Baseline Show. I'm Greg Larner. That's KJ Simpson. We're rolling with you until 3 o'clock. Now, without further ado, let's turn our attention to our guest. He's with us via the phone line. That is the head basketball coach of Brainerd High School. LeVar Brown is with us right now here on the show. What's up, coach? Welcome in.
Hey, how you doing, my brother? Y'all doing okay?
We're good. Sure. We're good, coach. Not as good as you. You guys are traveling to play today, huh? Tell us a little bit about where you're traveling and what sort of classic slash tournament you guys are playing in.
Well, we're playing in what's called the Kerry Malone Super 8.
Mm-hmm.
We initially were not scheduled to play because we were already scheduled to play later this week. But they have a great cause that I could not turn down with this classic that they're putting on in Lebanon, Tennessee. It's to provide awareness and raise funds for suicide prevention. And the fact that I have lost a player to suicide, I could not turn down this opportunity to participate in this class. So we're playing about four games for the next four days this week. We're going to be extremely exhausted. But if you're 15 years old, you should be able to take it. So I don't have any sympathy for them.
No.
So we're headed to... We're heading to Lebanon, Tennessee as we speak. We're on the bus right now. We play Lebanon High School tonight at 8:30 Central Time, and then again tomorrow at 4:15.
Well, first and foremost, I'm so sorry to hear that you lost a player at one point to suicide, and that is something that obviously is so difficult to understand because everybody's going through their own thing. So if there is anybody that is listening that obviously is, you know, obviously has any of those suicidal thoughts or anything like that, we encourage you, please go get help, call somebody, talk to somebody, because it definitely can save a life for sure. So I'm really happy to hear you guys are playing in that. And tell us a little bit about the teams that you're going to be facing. How much do you know Lebanon or Rossview that you're going to be playing over the next couple of days? Did you get a chance to watch any film or anything along those lines on those two teams?
We have watched film, and we feel like we're prepared. But it's difficult to prepare for the kind of size that both teams provide.
Mm.
You know, I joke with my kids and I joke with people around the city, like we don't make kids this size that we're going to compete against. You know, if you're 6'4" in Chattanooga, you're huge.
Yeah.
6'4" in our surrounding cities is a point guard. So we're prepared. We feel good about our chances. But it is going to be a great challenge for us.
Yeah, it certainly is. And we wish you guys the best of luck in those games coming up and safe travels up there the rest of the way. But again, we're hanging with LeVar Brown, the head basketball coach at Brainerd High School. Let's talk a little bit about your team before we get into you, and talk to us a little bit about some of the guys that you have on this team, with guys that you mentioned to us, players to watch for. KJ, you say his name much better than I do. Donovan.
Coach, is it Donovan?
Donovan.
It is Donovan.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Donovan Thomas, the forward, Dennis Lewis Jr., guys that are returning All-State players. They're both seniors. Talk to us a little bit about the impact that those two guys have on your team, and then some other guys that that we should watch out for this season.
Well, they're both great kids, first and foremost. They have great academics, great character people. So that's probably the most impressive thing about them. And that's pretty much all of our guys. I feel very proud about that. We have great character kids that do schoolwork. They're student athletes first. So I'm excited about that. But those two in particular lead us. Donovan is our big man in the paint. He controls the paint area. He's not a big scorer, but he does everything else for us. He's our defensive stopper. He's our backbone. Dennis is our leading scorer. He says 5'8". I say it's about 5'2". but he's, you know, he can score at all three levels.
Yep.
He's definitely one of our leaders. I may be wrong about this. He's the only 1,000 point scorer in Chattanooga.
Wow.
The kid can just flat out score the ball, and he's been starting since his freshman year. Other kids that we're excited about, we get our glue guy back, hopefully this Friday, from ACL. Quintus Broadnax is another senior. He just does just about everything for us that those guys don't do. Those guys get to do what they're best at because of Quintus. We got a couple other seniors, Jamari Baylor, Joshua Hood, are just great additions. These kids have been playing with each other since 6th or 7th grade,
mm-hmm.
whether that be in middle school or the AAU circuit. So, you know, we don't have egos and we don't suffer from that right there. And they're, you know, they like being together. So we feel good about the season. We feel good about the year. We feel good about the direction that we're going in.
Love that. Again, LeVar Brown, our guest here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show. And when it comes to your team right now, you know, there's a lot of differing, you know, records out there. What is your actual record right now? Do you guys know?
So you asked me the question that I never know the answer to.
We see 2-2 right now on Coach T, but sometimes those things aren't the most super accurate.
Yeah, so we're not 2-2. We won. You're going to have to, you know, bear with me here.
Why don't you just yell back to one of the kids in the bus and just say, hey, what's our record?
Well, they actually just got off. They actually just got off.
Of course.
So let's see. We won 3 in the Bahamas, and we won 3 at home. So I think we're 6-2.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. We
lost to Columbia out of Atlanta. So I'm great at keeping up with the losses. We lost to Columbia out of Atlanta. We lost in a double overtime game to Tyner. And I believe that's it.
All right. Well, you just mentioned that you got an opportunity to play in the Bahamas early on in the season. What was that like, getting an opportunity to play and bring your team to the Bahamas and playing there? Because usually that's just like something that a college kid would get an opportunity to go do. But you guys got a chance to go to the Bahamas. What was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. It actually, this is our 17th year going.
Wow.
My predecessor, Coach Robert High, the legend, he started going, and they went for 14 consecutive years. my first year as a head coach, I went in 2013, and then we hadn't been back since. So this was our first opportunity going back. So it's exciting. Great competition. They have 8 teams from the States and 8 teams from the Bahamas to go to this Thanksgiving tournament, and it's a great tournament. The negative part about it is they don't believe in fouls over there in the Bahamas. so our kids go over there and get beat up on pretty good and come back home and play like that, and that whistle starts blowing back in the state.
Yeah, it's a little different.
But it's extremely exciting. It's a full week in the Bahamas with great competition with some great kids. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves.
That's awesome. Well, Coach, we don't want to hold you too much. You got to go get ready for the games and whatnot. I know you guys had the bus trip and everything like that, but we appreciate you spending some time with us, talking about your group, talking about your team, and we'll definitely visit with you down the line again and check in and see how things are going.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Of course. There he goes.
Coach Brown.
All right, thank you.
LeVar Brown, the head basketball coach at Brainerd High School. Good dude, good conversation, and some really cool opportunities for his group, and they're going to have to find a way to deal with some size, it sounds like, this week.
Yeah, it's kind of rare to see a team travel that much, and so far, at least. I mean,
as a high school team.
I mean, go to Bahamas, that is cool. Yeah. I mean, that is amazing right there.
High school team didn't do anything like that.
No, CCS wasn't even doing that.
No, that's crazy. Private school.
Yeah, exactly. So that's crazy. That's really good. Coach High is a legend in the area. Coach Robert High, he is nothing more can be said about him. He's a GOAT in the area of, like, coaching basketball. I know his brother. His brother used to come out here a lot. Mm-hmm. So that is amazing right there.
Excellent. Well, with that, we're going to step aside, and we are going to turn to our next conversation. It was a good long one with Reggie Tucker of Cleveland High School. He joined us earlier on in the day. He was a little busy this afternoon, couldn't come on live, so we pre-recorded the interview with him. I'll have that for you coming up next here on the Baseline to Baseline Show, High School Basketball on ESPN Chattanooga. Welcome back to the Baseline to Baseline Show here on ESPN Chattanooga, where we're talking all high school basketball all the time, and today we're getting an opportunity to look at a team that is very senior-laden, a team that is having a great start to this season. They're currently 9-2, and joining us now via the phone line is the head basketball coach for the Cleveland Blue Raiders. Reggie Tucker is here with us. Coach, welcome in. How are you doing this afternoon?
Man, good morning. I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being here. Happy to have you. And first and foremost, I wanted to just talk about you for a second. And how I wanted to just get an opportunity, and now we're talking all these coaches for the first time, I wanted to get an opportunity to hear how you became the head coach at Cleveland. You told us that you were you've been the head coach there for 4, you were an assistant for 6. So how did you come to coach at Cleveland? What was your basketball journey that took you to this opportunity?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest, I never thought I'd be back home coaching at my alma mater. It just kind of, man, fell into place. It was a great timing situation for mm-hmm. me and my family. I was in Orlando coaching high school basketball and coaching one of the top travel ball teams in the state of Florida. While I was in Orlando, in the time I coached travel ball basketball, we had 42 kids signed Division I out of our program.
Wow!
In eight years, I had a great program that I was running there with one of my former teammates from LSU, Willie Anderson. We both coached high school basketball together as well. Man, life was great in Orlando. I love what I was doing for us, helping kids grow and through the game of basketball. But I kept getting phone calls from my AD here and one of Coach Condo, who was assistant coach, and man, they kept bugging me and my mom. My mom was living here in Cleveland, of course, and so I came home one weekend. I came out and talked to the team, and I went back, and they actually came down and played in a tournament in Orlando. And I went and watched Cleveland High play. They made it to the finals of that game, and I went in the locker room. I got to talk to the team afterwards, and I guess about a month later, Charlie Cogdo, and who was AD then, and Coach Condo and Jason McCown kind of reached out. I was like, man, we love to have you back home. I was like, I'm good, man. Life is good here in Orlando. We're doing big things here, and I enjoy what I was doing. But came a point where my mom wasn't doing well, so I wanted to come home and get her situated, and that ended up me staying in Cleveland longer than I wanted to, and end up coming out here and pretty much just came out here to, you know, talk to the team every now and then, and became where, you know what, I was here, so I was like, all right, let's make it happen. So they offered me a job, and I ended up staying in Cleveland, man. It was a tough decision to make, but I've enjoyed it since I've been here. My 6 years being assistant with Jason, man, was phenomenal. I learned a lot from him as well, and kind of just carried over into being the head coach here.
So you said Cleveland was your alma mater. You played at Cleveland High.
Yes, sir. I'm born and raised here in Cleveland, okay. Tennessee. And, graduated here from Cleveland High School as well. Played basketball here for some phenomenal coaches, man, that helped me grow as a person as well. So I just feel like, man, it's, you know, the good Lord has me in the right place.
Absolutely. And you got an opportunity to play, as you just mentioned, at LSU. And you know, I looked you up real quick, and you played there for one season?
Yeah, well, I was there. I redshirted my first year. Actually, tore my ACL first official practice.
Oh.
Yeah, I played junior college basketball for Rick Hughes. We were ranked top five in the country both years I was there. And then, yeah, so it was LSU and tore my ACL. Played 1 year for John Brady. I had another year, but an opportunity to go play professionally. So I did that instead of coming back. But I came back and graduated the following year.
Oh, that's awesome. So what was it like getting an opportunity? I know you didn't get a chance to play as much as you would have liked to or be as effective as you would have liked to at LSU, but what went into the decision to want to go to LSU, and what was it like playing there? Because I spent some time before I was here, actually, in Lafayette, Louisiana, covering the Cajuns and covering the Tigers and whatnot.
Oh, man, Coach Del Brown, that was the man. He, to this day, it's like a father figure to me. He checks on my mom. He checked on my grandmother occasion before she passed away. He was just that guy. Like, man, I would run through a brick wall for him. Just a phenomenal person to be around. Learned so much from him. I'd have been a starting point guard that year before I tore my ACL. But just he sold it, man. Like, I wanted to play for him.
Yeah.
I didn't get the opportunity to. He retired the year I got hurt. The year I was sitting out, he retired. So then John Brady came in and was a head coach, and it was a tough transition for me, you know, going from Del Brown to Coach Brady, but I learned a lot from him and that staff as well. So I wouldn't change it for the world. I had a great, great, great time at LSU. I still go down twice a year. You know, that's family. That's family, man. So, I wouldn't change. I have no regrets on LSU at all.
Reggie Tucker, the head coach at Cleveland High School, basketball coach here on the High School Basketball Show, the Baseline to Baseline Show. Did you ever think that this was going to be your career path when you were playing in college? Did you kind of know that you wanted to, whether it be run an AAU organization out there in Orlando or just be a head coach of an organization and a program and a high school team or anything along those lines? Or this is something that just kind of fell into your lap and you fell in love with it?
Man, it did. It just fell in my lap. I know Coach Brown kept pushing me to be a coach. And he's like, man, he kept on, you know, when I finished, he wanted me to come back and be a grad assistant at LSU. He's like, you need to be coaching. You need to be coaching. Because, you know, he seen something in me at practice, because I was always coaching guys on the floor, you know, trying to put guys in. As a point guard, I was really good at that, you know, getting our guys in position and things like that. And he just seen a lot in me, you know, in film sessions. Like, Coach Brown would let me, you know, get up and talk during film sessions, man. That was cool. And he just seen a lot in me. I didn't really want to coach. I wanted to be a physical therapist for, you know, for an NBA team. That was my goal. So I took kinesiology. That was my major. Never thought about coaching, to be honest with you. I thought about the training part. I love watching kids develop and get them in the gym and train them and things like that. I did a lot of that in Orlando as well before I even got into coaching. And then me and Willie, like I said, my former teammate, you know, some guys approached us about coaching AAU, and then went from coaching AAU to coach in high school and coaching both, and we were very successful doing. And like I said, this window opened at Cleveland High, and kind of jumped through it.
That's awesome. Again, Reggie Tucker, our guest here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show. All right, let's talk about your team this year. You guys, as I mentioned, having a phenomenal season. You guys are 9-2 so far to start this one. Talk to me about some of the guys that you mentioned to us, you know, to watch out for this season. And we were kind of going over all of the schools and players to watch and things like that. And when you had mentioned to us about some players to watch, I noticed that all of them were seniors. So talk to us a little bit about this senior-laden group and just how well you guys have been playing to begin this season.
Yeah, this group has been through a lot, man. This group has been together since the majority of them been together since their fourth or fifth grade. They all played middle school basketball together, except for Arion Thomas, who came to us from Hamilton Heights a year ago. This group has been through some adversity. They didn't handle adversity well, And when you handle adversity will determine how successful you are. You know, you're going to deal with adversity all through life, not just in basketball. And our guys grew a lot last year from that. Our best player, Jason Brooks, missed 10 games of ankle injury. Our whole staff last year, including our coaches, missed over 3 games, either COVID or sick. Our players, our point guard, Gabe Leeper, missed several games with ankle injury. So our guys went through a lot of adversity last year, and we didn't handle it well. But we grew from it. This summer, we had a phenomenal summer, a phenomenal preseason. And our guys who led that group was Jason Brooks, who just signed with UC San Diego, a Division I school in California, who's off to a great start as well. Out of 11 games, he's had seven or eight 20-point games, hit the game winner at Bearden. We got Alex Hyder, who's also a senior, has earned Division I, Division II offers as well. He's off to a great start. Senior Judah Salt, 6'5", wing. Man, he's been consistent across the board all year long just with his effort and attitude. Man, he's rebounding well for us. And he's also leading by example each and every day at practice. And then we have Gabe Leeper, our point guard. He's been up and down a little bit, but man, when he's on. He makes us go. He has to be more consistent for us, man, to get to our ultimate goal. Let's get to the state to give us the chance to win the state championship. But he's getting there. He's getting there. He's got to be more consistent for us. Then we have Camden Gober, who missed the entire season last year. Second game of the year, first quarter, broke his hand. So he missed the entire season. He's our best shooter in our entire program. Having him back is huge. He's averaging about 2 or 3 made threes a game for us. Then we have Drew Lambert, our senior quarterback as well, on our football program. He's just a great basketball IQ, knows where to be, can play multiple positions. He's just that rock for us to come off the bench. And then we have DJ Adams, who just committed to UTC for football.
Nice.
6'2". Yeah, 6'2", crazy athletic, just a dog defensively, rebounds well in this area. He just brings a tough mindset to our program. So Arion Thomas, who's also a senior, 6'5", wing, versatile kid, has grew a lot in that program. He came to us, man. He couldn't guard my 7-year-old son when we first got him. And now he's bought into defending, man, and he's doing all those little things to help us be successful. So that's our core of seniors.
Now, I noticed as I'm looking over your schedule, some of the wins that you've had, as you mentioned the game against Bearden, which you needed the game-winning shots to win that game. A couple of the games that you've had here, some of them have been blowouts and wins and things like that, but some of them have been close wins. How much does having a senior-laden group like that play into those games in those moments when the adversity is striking you a little bit? It's a closer game and you need a play to be made, something like that. How much does that play into those moments? How much does it help you guys in those moments?
It plays a huge role in those moments. You know, we talk about, you know, being tough and being connected, you know, especially on the road against good teams. And to do that, your leaders have to lead. Mm-hmm. And they've done that for the most part. You know, we lost the game at Oak Ridge that we should have won. We was up pretty much the whole entire game. That game went overtime, just a couple possessions here and there. That we were not connected and tough, and you know, and came on the short end of the stick. But yes, man, our senior class has won some close games for it because of their toughness and they're connected in those moments on the road. We won some tough games on the road, and because of that, it showed our guys who we depend on, the guys who have to be consistently tough and connected. It showed in those games, and that's why we won those games. And we went down to Florida, man, played two really talented teams. We played Thomasville out of Georgia. They got a kid who's going to Kansas State, 6'6" kid. And I tell you, man, Judah Salt and Arian Thomas did a phenomenal job on the kid. You know, once again, we talk about toughness and being connected, and we were in that game. P.K. Young was also the close game team out of Tampa, Florida. Another tough team, long, athletic. Once again, our guys played tough and were connected through the entire game. And that's all we've been talking about, man. Just locked in, just focused, disciplined, and continue to have a great work ethic. And our guys have done that, man, since the summer to preseason up to now. If they continue to do that, we can stay healthy. We definitely want to give ourselves a chance to get to our ultimate goal.
Cleveland head coach Reggie Tucker, our guest here on the Baseline to Baseline show here on ESPN Chattanooga. Our last thing I wanted to ask you about was, and by the way, you do have Oak Ridge coming up at home in January, so you might get a little revenge there. I saw that one, circled that one mentally for you guys.
And that was a tough one. I couldn't sleep. My wife was very upset with me. I didn't go to bed till like 4 that morning. That was tough. Yeah, that was tough.
That'll do it to you. But let's talk a little bit about the games you have coming up here. You guys are going to be playing in the Chattown Classic at Chattanooga State against East Hamilton. Talk to me about that one. And then the next week, you guys are playing in the BSN Classic as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, East Hamilton is always tough. They always got some skilled guys, man. He does a phenomenal job with those guys there. We're looking forward to, you know, kind of, recalling that you know, they used to be in our district, so we used to play those guys twice a year. They're actually moving back to our district next year. Once again, it's going to be a fun, competitive game. And then we'll go in, we'll get a break, finally. We'll get a little break, and we'll come back on the 27th and prepare for our holiday tournament here at Cleveland High School at Raider Arena. We have some talented teams coming. We got New Life Christian out of North Carolina. I mean, they have a couple of Division I prospects. We have Fayette Ware out of West Tennessee. They have several Division I prospects as well. We have Valley Christian Academy out of Georgia. They won the state 2 years ago, so they're going to be competitive. We have Silverdale Baptist out of Chattanooga. We have Red Bank. We have Morristown East. And we have Memphis Fairley coming out of Memphis. So, man, that's going to be a very competitive tournament for sure. We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Should be a fun one. Reggie Tucker, again, has been our guest here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show here on ESPN Chattanooga. Coach, thanks so much for spending some time with us here. It's been great to get a chance to know you, your story a little bit, and definitely about your team that has been flying high so far early on in this season. Continued success, and good luck at a couple of these tournaments and these classics and these games that you have coming up here, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Man, thank you so much for having me. Happy holidays to you and your family as well.
Specifically this year, senior-laden group, really, really good stuff as well. KJ Simpson, Greg Larnard here with you on the Baseline to Baseline show. We'll take a quick siesta, and when we come back, it's time for the Player of the Week. KJ will give it to us when we return right here on the Baseline to Baseline High School Basketball Show, exclusively on ESPN Chattanooga.
You're locked into Baseline to Baseline, the ESPN Chattanooga High School Basketball Show on ESPN 95.3. For all the best high school basketball action across the Tennessee Valley, keep it tuned right here with your hosts, Greg Larner and KJ Simpson. Let's get back to the show. Fellas, what you got?
All right, what you got is our player of the week from this week. KJ, what you got?
Hey, man, I'm going to go with Chaz Ramsey from Dalton High School. The man has been hooping. We talked about his averages earlier in the show. 22 points per game right now, 8 rebounds per game, 1.6 steals, and 2.6 blocks per game. He's in added. He's also added 30 points in 2 different games this season.
That's our guy. Congratulations to him. Want to say thank you to LeVar Brown and Reggie Tucker for being our guests here today. For KJ Simpson, I'm Greg Lawner. David and Wells coming your way next on Press Row. Peace and love. I'll be back with you tomorrow on The Word with G from noon to 2. Peace.